As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
You scare me.
What do you mean?
I think this is a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea.
I think this is a really bad idea.
Jamie, I've been watching YouTube.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
DIY. BJ.
BJ is taking out his own driver's seat and going to put in a new one by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he just learned this, that he needs to disconnect the battery or else the airbag will shoot off.
Did you guys know that? Get out of here. Is that crazy or what? I've been planning on this little trade out, you know, of the seats for the past week, maybe.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. Good thing I didn't try it yesterday.
Good thing.
It would have knocked my head off.
Well, yeah. I mean, remember, it broke 10 of my sister's ribs. It broke her nose and chipped 4 teeth.
I didn't realize under the seat they have a wire that feeds the, what's it called? The airbag.
Airbag.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. That's all new to me.
But it is. The more you know.
We'll tackle that thing today, though.
Why don't you just drop it off with John at Highlands Ranch Imports and let him do it?
Well,
because some things I get, like the satisfaction of doing stuff, the DIY thing, I get that. But this one might be too big for your britches.
Seems like a major.
Yeah.
I just feel like I can do it.
Okay.
You know, when you got that vibe, you just feel it, your confidence, and you're if I don't do it, I'm a wuss.
I mean, you know, there's
at least try it.
There's entire shows on HGTV called "I Ruined My House."
Yeah.
It's people that tried to DIY their own houses.
Right.
They have to go in with a professional and fix it.
All right. Well, I'm going to give it a shot.
I ruined my car.
I know you're trying to talk me out of it, but
I'm just saying.
So if I call you tomorrow, you know, from the hospital with a beeping sound.
The microwave.
Beep. You'll know that they're, you know, they've got me admitted.
Oh, God. All right. Anyway, I was going to tell you something that was important. Oh, this just handed to me. Actually, this is kind of, tippy toe. But Shannon Sharp has just been sued for $50 million. By the way, he's a tight end for the Denver Broncos. He's just been sued for $50 million for the R word.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this girl, she was in a full-blown relationship with him. They even lived together in Las Vegas. They met in 2023. She was 20 years old. He was in his mid-50s. They met at a gym. She said he became obsessed with her and started insisting like that she's around him all the time. She couldn't be with friends. One time she said she was sharing her location with her friends so they could come and meet her. And he said, if you do that again, I will kill you. Apparently he was very violent with her, allegedly, all this stuff. So I don't
know.
Yeah. So they've been together since 2023.
It's pretty serious there, huh?
It is.
And $50 million?
$50 million. Yep.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So I don't know. This isn't, he's obviously not commenting on it, but this is bizarre. I mean, this isn't like a random girl, like, you know, trying to get money or what. This was a girlfriend.
I saw it too, where he's like, on the cusp of signing a new deal for $100 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeesh.
I read something earlier this morning. Well, after you mentioned the scandal that's going on, then I saw the story here on my phone, and I started reading it, and they said that he was right on the cusp. He was already making a lot of money, and he's doing a podcast and different things, but he was about to sign a new deal for $100 million, I read.
It looks like for a podcast.
Yep.
Is that what it is?
For a podcast!
I don't really care for him, as far as...
For a podcast?
Yeah.
We podcast for free! Son of a bitch.
You would think we could at least get like $10.
Yeah.
You know, something. We can't even get $10. $10. He gets $100 million.
$100 million? Oh, yeah. My God. I don't know. Well, we'll see how this impacts it because I'm sure it will. You know?
Have you ever seen his of his TV stuff?
No.
I don't think he's that impressive.
No.
No. Yeah, I don't. But boy, they love him in the sports world.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Yeah, he's big there.
Hailey Bieber shared a picture of her little baby boy. I think his name's like Blue Note or something.
Jack.
Something. Yeah, but his middle name is like Blue Note or something.
Jack Blues.
Jack Blues.
Yeah.
So Jack, Hailey Bieber shared a picture of him. Meanwhile, you know, Justin Bieber was at Coachella and he was wasted. I mean, wasted out of his mind. There's videos of him and it's just not a good look. He's gaunt. He doesn't have any meat on his bones. He is hanging on this dude, and then he has his head down, and it's like he can't keep it up, and he's just bobbing.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's pills. I don't know what it is.
Let's go to our drug expert.
I think that he's on some sort of hallucinogens, which would kind of make sense for Coachella. That's kind of what they do there, right? They take a lot of, like, Molly is really common, LSD, mushrooms. I think that he's either on LSD or mushrooms, and he's just, like, tripping balls.
Whoa, tripping balls.
Yeah.
Tripping balls.
Yeah.
Took Molly to the show.
Molly is ecstasy. That's what the kids call ecstasy these days. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, you're old enough to say the kids?
Yeah.
That's cool. Uh-huh. Man, really showing that age.
Yeah, right?
I know.
Yeah. What are you, 38?
35.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hurt my hip at paintball. That's how old I'm getting.
Oh, yeah. God love you. Yeah, 35 was about the age when I was like, oh, my God, life is over.
Yeah. I'm tired all the time now. It just feels like it's downhill from
here. You're going to start getting mail from AARP.
I'm waiting for it, man. Yeah.
Yeah, any day now.
Any day.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Justin Bieber. So she had a happy Easter with the baby. I don't know where he was. He's not in the picture anywhere. He's a mess. He's an absolute wreck. They're saying that he's in a cult, that he's in a religious cult now, and that he's super deep with this guy. Now, he did this before with the last minister, where he was just like all about that minister, and then that minister ended up having an affair, and so then he dropped that church. But now he said he's found a new one. They're saying that it's kind of this weird thing with him. Like, you know, he was with Scooter, and then he was with P. Diddy, and then he was with the minister, and that he always is looking for a father figure.
I don't know, man. I'm watching this video of him at Coachella, and I know they're saying a cult, religious. I've been where Justin's kind of at right now.
Yeah.
And I wasn't part of a religion.
No.
There was no religion that would even have me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even if I wanted to join.
Right. But
I don't get it. I don't know.
Isn't it true that when you go to rehab, everybody goes to church so they can have a piece of blood?
No.
The blood of Christ?
Yeah, wine.
Yeah, some wine.
Yeah. Yeah, you go. Yeah, you got to go to a church that they serve wine. That way, man, the bus is loaded. That sucker pulls up, and, man, you got to fight for a seat.
Yeah.
Everybody to get over to the church so you can get in line for the wine. Yeah.
Just a shot.
Oh, yeah. It's a shot, man. It's your only shot in 30 days.
Oh, my God.
You got to fight for that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I remember going to a Catholic church with my friend Gina, and shocker, she's Catholic. I mean, it feels like all Ginas are Catholic, doesn't it? Anyway, and I really wanted to take the little piece of bread, and her dad wouldn't let me.
Yeah. Why?
Because I'm not Catholic.
Oh.
I was like, I love the Lord, and I was so hungry.
Yeah.
I was a little kid. I was just like, oh, my God. I could just have a little piece. I'm just so hungry. So hungry. All right. Anyway, let's see. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, Tom Brady. Speaking of Coachella, Tom Brady was dancing like a white guy at Coachella. Did you see him? Oh, my God. He was dancing to Travis Scott, and it was like he was like, it just didn't work.
He had his hood on.
I can't picture him at Coachella. That's
wild. I know. It is bizarre. But he was there, and he was... The Last of Us. Everybody's talking about this. I'm not going to give away the spoiler alert, but they said it's shocking, and it's just nuts, I tell you. I don't know a lot about The Last of Us. Shmadil told us it's about zombies and shrooms or something.
There's like this fungus thing that evolves to take over humans. Like, it can take over animals right now. Like, it actually exists in real life. And then it evolves to be able to take over human beings. And they're basically just like fungus zombies.
Hmm.
Do they have morel mushrooms here?
I don't know. Don't know.
When I was little, we always went hunting for morel mushrooms. It was so fun.
I don't know my mushrooms.
You don't?
No.
They were so good.
Yeah, it says that they're available from right now, April to October, if you just go out and hunt for them.
You guys, they're the best mushrooms. They're not hallucinogenic or anything. I mean,
yeah.
They're the best mushrooms you'll ever eat in your life.
Yeah, I'd make a mistake, though.
Oh, why? Yeah.
Well, just recognizing the right mushroom.
Oh, well, these look like, I don't know, like acne pits.
Yeah, they're kind of porous.
Yeah. I mean, they don't look pretty, but man, and butter, oh, and garlic, oh my God, so good, so good. All right, anyway, mushroom hunting is a very fun event to do with your son.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm.
Again, I think we might pick the wrong one. With a seven-year-old, not sure I want to take that chance.
You don't cook them.
I'm not that good at identifying mushrooms.
These are pretty specific.
The only place I can really go out and identify a good mushroom is King Soopers. Yeah. Okay? Those I can really get.
All right. Well, anyway, let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? I already said that one. Film on the Rocks is returning to Colorado. Everybody loves this. Film on the Rocks. Hey, you can go to this one by yourself too, Schmidl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe I can meet someone there too. It seems like it'd be easier to like mingle and social than a normal movie.
No. Yeah, I think it would.
I feel like nobody goes there alone at this one.
Yeah, it's more of a group thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
I just sit there in my blanket by myself.
Hey, dude.
Popcorn.
It's worth a shot.
Yeah.
It's
worth a shot. It is worth a shot.
For
you, it's worth a shot.
Yeah. And by the way, still very proud of you for getting out there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Not just sulking. I was worried about him because I thought he was just
I don't know if going to a theater where it's all dark is getting out there.
It is. He went somewhere.
For him, at least he got out of the house.
The only way he's going to meet somebody is in the popcorn line.
Right.
Right?
But at least he didn't stay at home feeling sorry for himself.
Right.
Yeah.
He went and saw Minecraft.
Yeah. Well, he might want to go somewhere where they actually dance or something. They do something.
Or where there's not all children.
Yeah. Where there's not all kids. Parents. What's Minecraft?
There's got to be some single moms there or something, you know, and meet them.
And they're going to see you at Minecraft alone. And think, now that's a guy I want. Yeah.
That's a guy.
Right. He's there. For me. Yeah. Yeah. The only thing I would suggest, Schmidl, is that maybe, like, if you're going to go to that movie again, like, by yourself and look for single moms, is rent, like, a Ferrari or something for the weekend. You know?
Yeah. It's starting to look impressive when I pull up.
Yeah. Just so they, you know. I think it just helped.
Yeah, sell myself a little bit more.
And to find the right, you know, a mom that's single with a small child, go to something like Dog Man. Or Lyle Lyle Crocodile.
Dude, I was thinking about Dog Man.
Yeah. You got to show up at like Lyle Lyle Crocodile to find that.
Dog Man looked pretty good.
Yeah.
What did you do when the chicken song came on?
I looked around to see if anybody else was about to be yelling chicken jockey, and then I could just tell all the parents were like, don't do it. And so I just was...
Oh, you didn't get to yell it?
No, I could tell that no one wanted to do it.
I thought you could at least yell it, just not throw popcorn.
Yeah. I wanted to, but then if I would have done it, I would have been the only person to go, chicken jockey! And then I would have been this 35-year-old guy.
He's 35-year-old dude. That would have been hot.
Women would totally dig that.
Oh, yeah. Any single mom there would have been all over you.
Hey, you want to come home with me?
I'll show you chicken jockey.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Double trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Chamby Morning Show. Happy Monday. Monday after Easter. Going to be windy today, but nice. 68 for high.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. And it's a free app for your phone. Take us anywhere you go in the podcast. We'll have the podcast up in about an hour. Okay, so if you miss anything, anything on the show, you can go to the podcast and get it just a little bit later on. In about about an hour, okay?
Well, I have a question.
All right, go ahead.
I'm in the middle of it. So it's, you know, Deborah Takahara?
Yeah.
She made those airbags that explode in your face.
Terrible airbag. Yeah. I mean, she's a wonderful person.
Yes.
But with airbags,
terrible.
Yeah, terrible.
So it was her birthday over the weekend. Now,
and happy birthday, Deborah.
Right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was her birthday. Yeah. And I really dig her. But anyway, all her husband got her was a candle.
A candle?
He got her a candle.
For her birthday.
Yeah. That's it. Hmm. Now, I started to write, I hope your husband got you more than just a candle for your birthday. And then I wrote ... men. But then I was like, maybe I don't want to send that because that, you know, on her Facebook page because, yeah.
Now, she's not complaining.
No, she's not complaining. She's like, look at this cute candle he got me.
Well, because she posted about it, so.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that. She said,
oh my gosh, my husband spoiled me so much. He took me to dinner and he got me this cute candle. You know.
That's a good relationship if that works. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's a really good, because it will not work at my house.
No, it won't work at my house either.
No,
no, you can't just give me a candle
for
my birthday.
You know, I got to hand it to her and to him.
Yeah.
To him for even recognizing that he can go out and buy a stupid candle and get by with it.
I know.
You know, and her be proud and post about it. I mean, that is really understanding your wife.
Yeah.
I don't get my wife
no,
like that.
Because, I mean, can you imagine if you only got Lisa a candle for a birthday?
Dude, that would not fly at all.
No,
it's got to be a minimum, unless I can find like an $800 candle. And then that's not even going to fly.
Maybe like a Mickey Mouse limited edition candle.
Special.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I like that they're at that place in their life.
Yeah,
you know,
I guess
where
so.
They can, a candle solves everything.
Yeah, maybe
you know?
So. All right.
That's a good relationship.
I won't post that.
No, don't negative that.
Is that all I got you? Is a candle?
No.
.. men.
No, that's bad karma. Don't
right,
come in there with that.
Back up.
Just,
I'll just stick it with happy birthday.
Yeah. I'm sure it's scented. Probably in a pretty little, nice little vase of some type that it burns in. I don't know.
It doesn't look that special.
I haven't seen the picture.
It looks like the dollar store.
Yeah. Even better relationship. When you can come home and it still has the price tag of 99 cents on it.
Right?
Dude, she loves you.
And she said he spoiled her. Oh my gosh,
and
my
he
husband.
Spoils her?
That's what she said. Oh my God, he spoiled me so much for my birthday.
Where did they go to dinner? Do you know?
I don't know. Oh. No.
Deborah Takahara, one of a kind. Every man should have one. Every man should have one.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here on a Monday, the day after Easter, a couple of events going on right now. They've got the events. Bells are tolling over in St. Peter's Square, Vatican City.
You know what is interesting is that you just had a little moment that you got sad that the Pope had died.
Yeah, it kind of hit me.
We've been talking about it all morning.
I know. I don't know why, but all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is a big deal, man.
Yeah,
this is a big deal.
All of a sudden he goes, this is sad. I'm sad.
Gotta figure this out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we found out a couple of things this morning early. We did a Pope trivia questions.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these details I had no idea of, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Like, for an example, how much money a month does the Pope make?
I forgot.
$24,000.
$24,000 a month.
A month.
That is a lot of
money. Into a bank account that's his. It's all his money, trust fund, but it's all his. And remember, he gets his housing, food, doctors, everything's
right.
Free.
Yep.
He's got like five cars.
He does?
Yeah.
I thought he only had the Pope Mobile.
Mm. They have like a Mercedes-Benz. I saw a Ferrari.
Really?
That's
the
there.
The Pope has a Ferrari.
The Vatican does, yeah.
The Vatican has a Ferrari.
Yeah.
The Vatican has a Ferrari.
Yeah, I think he's got
the
four
holy
cars.
Ferrari?
I don't know.
A holy Ferrari.
I'm just saying, Jamie. These are things I didn't know.
Don't forget Matt Zuki. I think, is it Matt Zuki? He's up on the mound.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's my guy.
He's
bucks.
The guy that's waiting to be the next pope.
Yes.
If he gets voted in by the other cardinals. Yeah. Spadale, did you find anything about cars?
Yeah, so I'm seeing that the Vatican doesn't currently own a Ferrari, but there was one given to Pope John Paul II as a Ferrari Enzo as a gift, and then it was later auctioned off, and then they used the proceeds for charity.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. All right.
What's in the garage right now?
I'm going to have to look that up.
Do they say? It was a fancy car. I know that.
Do you think that you guys could take a vow of celibacy?
No way.
Absolutely not.
Probably.
No.
That's not one of the things we learned earlier this morning. That's a new question from Jamie. We didn't learn that at all this morning. It's a brand new question. But yeah, I'd probably pull it off. In fact.
Okay, all right.
I've been pulling it off.
God bless him. Bless your heart.
That's enough Pope trivia, folks, for one day.
God.
Maybe again tomorrow.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh. All right, there you go. That's a Monday. Monday in the bag, man. Just like an Easter egg in the basket.
Oh, God.
You can get the podcast on the Audacy app. AUDACY.
It's not with an O?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, good to know.
No.
Who thought that one out?
It's free. I don't know, but it's catchy. We got to go.
Okay.
We gotta go. What are you doing today? Are you finishing up your DIY or are you done?
Yeah, and I can't believe you're slamming it either.
Oh, my God. We're going to talk about this tomorrow. You're not going to believe what Jamie is putting into one of her rooms in her house.
It looks amazing.
Okay. Looks amazing. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
it
if you're
is.
Dick Sporting Goods. It looks amazing.
Wow. You wait. I'm going to finish
hideous.
It up today. It's not hideous.
I don't see how a woman would like that.
Thank you.
Yes, you could. Well said. Never heard truer words. In fact.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Pile on, BJ. Right. Pile on. Jamie, it's just, no. Let me put it this way, okay? In my lifetime, and I've been around for a while, boys, okay? In my lifetime, I have never in my life walked into my house and seen one of these.
Well,
not my house,
anybody's house.
And seen one of these.
Yeah, but have you ever gone to everybody's bedrooms?
I'm just saying. I've never, ever seen this in anybody's house. Again, I've been in some people's bedrooms, not very often.
Well, anyway, I'm going to finish it today, and you'll see the end result, and you'll be like, holy cow.
It's over the top.
No, it's amazing.
Gluttony.
Gluttony.
This is Oprah.
Really?
This is Oprah in Littleton. If you took Oprah and put her in Littleton, this is what it would look like to the neighbors.
Yeah, but I'm doing it myself. Oprah would have it done.
And Jamie weighs less. All right, but
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk about it tomorrow morning just after 7 o'clock, okay? God, yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's really not.
You guys have a great day. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy, and we will see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.